Oh yeah. in the two that you are hearing. Amen.
Hey, yes, I am. What are they coming? Why am I departing? Hey, now, yeah. Hey, yes, I am. Let's see how to say.
through merit. Best of the truth through merit. If we are done, we can bring it for the altar. Amen. Amen. If you have any testimony, you can come and share with us. Any testimony. You have me. That's your compadre.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a great testimony and a great opportunity. Around artist, I applied. Actually, I'm in programming and coding, so I applied for a training from ALS, and the training should have come off on November, but then the November when that came off, they couldn't call me. So I was wondering that then maybe for this time I will not be part. Now, thanks be to God, if you would me that maybe around April or May I can come for the training.
Amen.
Amen. Where? Yeah, for ALS.
Where?
At the airport route.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Please, if you also have any testimony, you can come and share with us any testimony. Amen. Amen. Without wasting much time, I want us to be on our feet. And speak in the language of the Spirit wherever we find ourselves. I want us to speak in the language of the Spirit. Paranda halakada dada le kapara shada da babaranda pahaya kada babara shada da dada babaranda pahaya kada babara le kapara shada babaranda halakada babara shada babaranda promise them few more this morning. But I couldn't quite so over.
But yesterday, some of my bandages were.
Yeah.
So, what happened?
Yeah. Beside me, promise an opawian on my feeling. But I couldn't quite so over.
And what did you do yesterday? Some of my bandages.
Amen.
Yeah, so that is the mindset of me. But I am not people who want to say, and if you need you say, then you can be a man. So today I want to finally end with the hypocrite and the lazy workers in the vineyard. I may add one because this month we about how many? Let's go, please, during the program, sorry you're recording. I want my recording because I also found this one. Or catch in the podcast only people to submit. So my recording, which is the 3 days you are in this. And if I need the message, I will send it to you. Amen. Yeah, so, and you also found with the meat one with you, but you never will. And you know, this one to be about 5 days, 5 Sundays. So because of that, next week, the campus people will join us. And then Easter, that is, Easter will be, Easter is next 2 weeks, right?
Yes, please.
So next 2 weeks, Friday.
Next week Friday.
29 next 2 weeks. And then coming Sunday. Okay, so this is the first week of the Sunday. This is the first day of the week. This is the first day of the week. It's a week in between. So, coming Sunday, Friday. That is coming Friday this week. That is 29th. We have Easter. So please, as I said earlier, when you are coming, you should wear red and black or black or red, everything. So please, don't come alone. Come with someone. Amen. Yeah, I gave some this thing to Shane to share it. So I think I have to leave you because I cannot be with you. So, please, come forward. So please don't give up, you sit down. Don't give up, keep on inviting people. That's how it is. That's how church is. If you want to do non-denomination, you don't need to pay the tower. But if you want to do church, that is how many. Please invite people. So at least you should bring 2 or 3 people, at least. How many?
6.
From our mom. So please, at least we should invite people from the campus church. Amen.
Amen.
Then God willing, June. First week of June we have 12 days fasting and prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We see the people that we are fighting, they are powerful. I'm telling you. I've realized that the people that are fighting our church, they are not small. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you are powerful, powerful people fight you, I get it. Yeah, so that is that. And also, please, we're looking for a place. We have to the Zia is Abarekon, which is Eritrea. So that is the reason why I told you that Moab pledge here. There are some pledges be Apostle Joseph made the wife of the Midaba. And it's 3,000 from the bag. And the Lord said we should buy extra 10 chairs later for this place. Then we should get four channel microphones. Need another costume. Chairs will appear, chairs are moving, where they appear 200 seats. And the microphone will be at 3,000. So the music and the voice are. Then the rest of the music come out of the band. They are increasing fund towards it. Now, they are perfect place in 1 year advanced driver. And I want Genius Security, Phone Crew, take that area. Right. So please be serious. And today we will have a short meeting because it's very urgent. So in Abeya Adama, 25th of May, there was graduation here. Then the 26th, we have Bishop Dr. Blessing Dechi. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the 26th is the last Sunday of May. So we have a joint service and we will come. I'm telling you, he's a very anointed man, a man of alignment. I'm telling you. And he has already prayed about it. You see, sometimes people don't understand. Because a prophet, and you have to be a strong people. May every team and couple not be a prophetic. So, whenever you are doing a program, you don't just do a program because someone is doing a program. You do the program based on the problems and the attacks and the issues at hand. Yeah, so he is coming because so me, the Lord told me that I want him to come and align your people. Because you need alignment. Once a person, Ubika, a cassa canal, a required alignment, I was a car, was a car issue, you see. So, I will put a required alignment, Boma car, no air come up, without a car, I require no shaking. As we move around, about when he is coming to align. Amen.
Amen.
So, come prepared and pray towards it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, so you will be coming. And I will need a support by not by force. If you want to support, because a person back on that lodge or a person that summer park or a bear, you know, wow, a person best support. Then let's say my man is a person for share summer park rooms for 2 days. I don't want him to be on occasion to be channel. Oh, back on cutting to be channel in Amsterdam. I don't want him to be. So, what I say, I don't want him to be. You want to sow into his life. Amen.
Amen.
And the man was sure to our person who boy, and then she said, so as a few moons of a boy, say, an anointed man of God is coming all the way from Accra. He will go into South Africa next month, and he will, because of our program, he will come in so that he can be with us. Amen.
Amen.
He said, because of our program, he will come because he was supposed to spend 3 months in South Africa. But I'll say, because of our program, whatever. 21st of May. Celebrate that program. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please look for a place and let's do the work of God. Please don't lose hope. Don't mama. And maybe be at detail. Keep on pressing on. Don't give up. God with us. Amen.
Amen.
God is with us. God is with us. And I always tell people that me at first you know be happy and now my basa. But now it is you know be happy and I don't care. Because I've realized that the years that it took Noah to build the ark was 120 years. And the year that it took Joseph to save the world was 12 years. I said, once you win, we are saviors. But one was 120 and one was 12 years. And the Holy Spirit make me understand that Noah was meant to establish government of God. And it's not easy because when Noah came, not already the devil has established government. Because the devil has already taken power for man. And he has already what? Established what? Government. So it took only God to establish a government. So because of that, God, this time God didn't come to establish the government. He came to enforce through a man that this is what I'm going to do. That's why when Jesus came, he came to establish government. Jesus came to establish divine governance. But many people didn't see it. The Bible says he chose 12. 12 is the number of government. And when he chose the 12, he understood that the devil's government is working. Because I said, Ponerim, because you're assembling unicorns, so they are doing things based on the government of the devil. So that is the reason why they went to the Mount of Transfiguration. And when they went to the Mount of Transfiguration, he waited for the number of man, which is 6. Then he positioned man to God, holy mountain. The mountain was a symbol of heaven. Then he had encountered Elijah, which is the father of prophets. And he encountered Moses, who is the father of what? The law. And at the same time, water and fire elements. So that's why when Jesus came, he saw a lunatic. Obviously, he was touching. And Jesus was easily able to cast out the devil because sad devil, it was a devil that it's a devil that is connected with water and at the same time fire. So you see, there are some demons when you see them, they are water. There are some demons when you see them, they are fire. There are some demons when you see them, they are earth. There are some demons when you see them, they are air. So until you have the capacity and the element, you cannot win them. And we are blessed. I'm telling you, we are blessed, and I thank God for the opportunity to grant me all the four elements. I'm telling you, I walk in all the four elements. That's the reason why sometimes situation we cry, actually, we said, God intervene. Unless God Himself wants that thing to be. So me, when I'm doing something, and God will help the thing, and God will speak about it. And then he said, what the Bible has, and then they cry, and I come and say, that was the reason when they brought a woman. That thing, it's okay, healing. Yeah, come and say. But if God is not talking about this, it's a sign that God is not ready to use me to solve that problem. And I'll tell you this one, it will not work with me. I didn't think. And when God intervenes, no matter how long it will be, God will do something. But many a times, I've realized that many a times when people find themselves in such situations and they come and they are relieved, and later it's because of their disobedience. I mean, the person wants to put burdens and blames on you. No. I cannot die before my time because of you. Are you getting it? I cannot die before my time. I have to be dead. So that is the reason. I'm careful. I'm very careful. That's why I was telling you a testimony. After all this, God gave me this part-time job. Then we'll be the offer. And a long offer. Many people have friends on me. Sorry. Then see, come on to be here, come on. And the Holy Spirit said to me, don't go. And I was even surprised. I was surprised that Saint Kamankasa on condemn me here, but the Holy Spirit will be with me, will not talk. So I asked him, what should I do about this? He said, no. Not everything that is expedient for you. It's good. It's lawful, but it's not expedient for you. Because I told you that I don't want you to be a full-time worker. Based on your situation, that's the reason why I said, go and work part-time. I get it. So, I am the one who took you here. That place, I'm not there. So don't go. Because anything that God tells you, He's there. And he told me, this is one of the junctions some people get, and they lose me. Someone will say, Spirit of God, give me job, and I'll give the person job. Then the devil will bring an opportunity. So I realized that it was the devil who stopped that opportunity. And it was the devil who has now allowed it. So the Holy Spirit is not with it. And he started taking me through scriptures. He said, have you forgotten what happened to Lot? Have you forgotten? Lot was with Abraham, even though I never called him. But when Lot saw that the land was good, nice, sweet, comfort, he chose it, but he never knew that he was choosing Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham stayed in a very wild place, and I told him that this is where I'll bless you. Amen. He said, have you forgotten that Isaac was in a place of famine? You see, the Holy Spirit said that, you see, physically there were famine, but spiritually there was no famine. That's why he told Isaac that, don't go, stay here, and I'll bless you. So the devil can give you a wrong picture. That's the reason why you need to be very careful. You shouldn't murmur. You see, the Lord spoke to me some time ago. Said, you're free at this year, yeah. Because of this year, yeah, by December, free up. So we need a place latest by October, the name of place. Amen. Amen. So that we decorate a place and we move. We tell you, I said we should leave. And I was actually there to us, so I'm silent. My vision is literally said, no, I'm joking. So once I physically, you may see that, hey, see how the eye is nice. But God is not happy. So yeah, it's a time bomb. Yeah, a time bomb. So no matter how they will attack us, no matter, God will intervene for us. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God who told Moses to leave Egypt, who didn't need that pain. He said, oh, me, because he's not happy. Me, see, I'm here to talk to you. But today I feel free. Amen.
Amen.
So please, I'm just encouraging you guys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm encouraging you. Don't focus much on the blessing, no matter what happened. Don't focus much on what God says. You see, that is where I've come to. Patrick, I don't focus much on what God will do for me. I don't even focus much on the promises of God. When someone comes here and he prophesies and he says this and say this, I easily forget nowadays. But I said, okay, say, now we say, I said, we could say, now we should that one there, I remember. I get it. So I focus on God and what He's doing His way, rather than the blessings He gives. That's the reason why He does things for me unexpectedly. I will see this small amplifier being there, that's wrong. The Lord made someone to give me money. Me now is coming, the Lord said, I want you to buy something for me. And I bought this. Now, I feel I'm going to want to discuss you. There are certain things you can't discuss with. I hear you. Because I just said, yeah, my name is wife, and discussing your life. There are certain things God has spoken. See, you should understand that there are certain sacrifices. Like Abraham, when God told him that he should go and sacrifice Isaac, he never discussed with Sarah. He told him. I hear you. So there are certain sacrifices we don't discuss. Even if you are doing something here, there are certain people we shouldn't discuss. And answer about them. There are certain obedience. Because the member will be sending his cancer and the moment you are here, and yet they are. But your mom will be coming from below. And your mom will be getting good chair. The second, you know, the toilet, chest now, the toilet. Scam is spending here. $3 million. You see, when I spend that huge amount, then the Lord provoked someone to give me another money. And I mean, we have touches with you, and if you order, when it comes, you pay. I get it. And see, if you want an American, say, I should go and borrow. Hey, I should go and borrow so that those who are owning the first food, when they bring it, you give it to the person. I want to borrow. Yeah, and the more can move from Grand Jam Panica, one bishop, and then you can see him. One bishop, and you can see him. And you see, that's what I'm going to visit your software. And for software, just say, this coming by and what's the national? That's the national possible. We have the Akano, we have the FSA, and you guys also, four times. Because you see, let me tell you something. It's true. anointing.
Obia na me sawo nso bia. Whether the person is good, whether the person is bad, person tie na be how.
Well, anointing, every anointing.
And as Obia na me dey deep adwo ni bia.
He carry angels.
Angels do I from do before complain.
They don't receive one check. That's why David couldn't kill Saul. When it's been kuno, I say, no, try say me kuno, but it's been kuno. Because you can't kill the Lord's anointed. That's the reason when the guy killed Saul, my report to him, he said, David, the best son is with David kuno.
I say, when you go see, he's really not afraid.
Amen. So that particular thing, you know, and I'm a man for me, I can't be sad, I'm only doing myself. I get it. But you see, if I use that opportunity and I do that, even if God doesn't punish me, He punish my children. So there are some stupid things people are doing. They are okay. Have you forgotten? The Bible said that, yeah, no, 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 no. Aha, you see, I have mistakes in the man of the day. I'm telling you. You should tell me how you have a good. So So many a times some of the attacks that comes to some pastors in their old age, people are on mistakes. Because one time Papa Nick was saying something, say, yeah, I've made a lot of mistakes. And even my children, that's why my children, I said, in my life, I make a lot of mistakes. No, come. Be together. I get it. Me, my children, maybe my way, I'm going to obey ministry. That one, then, I will disown you. I'm telling you, this is the most in my disown you. Disown you. Don't tell me, because I have come out many times here. Say, me and my household, my wife, like this, no matter the way we are. So all the obey my proud of no purpose will be on the bar. I'm not sure you're in a pocket. But that's a dynamic by young. No feeling. Oh, I'm a I get it. Because if you sacrifice everything, me, I've sacrificed my eyes, I will be obedient. I will be a poor. Once you'll be drawn, that's it for Baba. And Mr. Luko is looking from Baba here. You mean now, you can't continue. I get it.
Yeah,
just like Isaac sacrificed. So I have sold myself and I sold my children. That is the reason why sometimes a human who have guesses destroy it. I'm telling you, there are some attacks here. And they say, oh, we could have an emergency, serious emergency. And God protected us because God is a covenant keeping God. It is a mercy of God to destroy. So I've realized that even all my children. But when we are there, we go to that church. We move. But the senator may not be a kind one. Whether what you do, you have to preach. You have to be a branch pastor here. You have to be an associate pastor here. I'm telling you, if you be a doctor, be a doctor. But make sure you are preaching. Make sure you are winning souls. That is the new law. That is the new foundation. So because of that, that is why the devil always wants to fight us. It's not anything. But the devil realized that. Sisi, I saw you join here. You know, you're so full. I know you are. You are sick for you now. So, I saw you every morning. So the devil doesn't want us to please God. Amen.
Amen.
But from today, you will be a woman or a man who always please God.
Amen.
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 Because you know, you're a missionary, you told me. They never did anything for God. And let me tell you something. If God wants you to preach, and you say that God, I don't want to preach, but I will buy even track for evangelism, God is not. Evangelism will never cost you. Souls will be won, but God is not happy. Because you are doing what you want. How can you go to a tomb for and instruct a tomb for? So God, you can't instruct him. So that's what the Bible said. Who is man? Who are you to tell God what to do? Who are you to have, who instructs God? You can't instruct him. Because there's no way And you see, it's a principle that is even happening in this life. No product can instruct a manufacturer. So no matter how big you are, you have an expiring date. You expire in this life, so you can't instruct someone who doesn't expire. Someone, when you were not born, he is there. When you even were born, he is there. You die, he is still there. So you can't instruct him. So don't let the ways of men, the knowledge of men, and the wisdom of men deceive you. Because Daniel said it. He said that a time is coming, there will be too much learning. And it's true, that's what is happening. Are you Daniel is a prophet? He said, time is coming, there will be too much learning. And if you don't take care, it will corrupt you. Because the learning that we are learning, people are not learning based on the ways of God. People are learning based on other things. You see, I already have a dream about Reverend Newsom. I see, I suppose I already have a dream about him, and the dream I saw that has come back to me, myself, and we were sitting in a certain house, and at that time I was chatting with Reverend Richie. He came around and I saw that he has also appeared by another by the time. And he came and apologized. Later now, he appeared. I said, I think in the dream, he didn't come away and he came and saw Lady Wilson, Jennifer. On the moon, he had a dream with a female. I was and he was a team. And the Lord said, I told you, leave everything for me. Don't kiss them. Don't say anything against them. Don't see whenever someone offends you, you are anointed man. You have the right to curse the person, but the devil can use what you have said to accuse you, because Jesus said, I came that people have life. So the devil is expecting you to follow what your master is doing. So if you follow death, then it's like you become like him. But when there will be a certain time, God will punish a person and God himself will take the life of the person. So so while this, I've had a revelation that this guy, what he's doing to not work. You see, ministry, I'm advising all of you. Let's move. Ministry is not a supermarket. Say, party ministry, it is not party ministry. Ministry is by divine selection. And it's by mandate. Unless God gives you the mandate, you cannot do anything about it. Amen.
Amen.
Unless God gives you the what? Mandate. Me, I never knew that I would be a leader of a ministry. 13 years ago, when they prophesied that I would be a bishop, I was not even a pastor. And I knew that I would grow up and be one of the serious bishops in Lighthouse. And many people knew me that way. But a time came, God said, no, this is not what I want you to. And it was hard for me to go, and I couldn't explain to anyone, because it's like you are moving from a place and you don't have anything to prove, and you don't have anything even the thing that you are going to do. We sat down, we had a meeting with the pastors, then I left and they were not happy. Still, I'm telling you, they were not happy. So I never started a church. I went to even understudy a friend's ministry. And this friend knew that I was in the ministry before he even came, but I went to be in that place. And from there, a church came. And from that church, that was where I received my good guitar. Then I moved and I started fellowship. I get it. And from that fellowship, that is where it has brought us. Now, Shadi was telling me how church is now, it's like 2 years or something.
2 years.
Some people have done even church for 5 years. No one is even ready to support them even wisely. So me, God said, I remember when I left Lighthouse within 3 months, God said, I have pledged myself. I have pledged myself. Yeah. It's not like I will send an angel. I have pledged myself. I will be with you as you have been with me. So when you come here, you better humble yourself. You better be obedient and be part of what God is doing. If you walk in pride, if you let someone deceive you, I realized that if you, one day Shade was telling me that one guy who was part of our campus fellowship was telling me that he's going through much stress then, so he should leave the church. And I said, so what did you tell that? And so I told him this. And I said, maybe if you leave, may the Lord be with you. I don't care. And I told him that that guy who is telling, I told him that the guy will leave his father. I said, yeah, it has happened. The guy was working with the prophet. And I said, this guy, because of the attitude now, I am a sign. Said, the attitude he has done, it's a sign that he will leave his father in Accra. And indeed. So he said, but yet he said, if you are bad, if you are in me. Now he's in the joints of Professor B. Now, we are in ministry, so I'm not starting. Your ministry, who told you you have a ministry? You don't have it. But the ministry belongs to God. It, you know, that, see, that's why I say ministry is not like a supermarket. Because it's not a supermarket, it means that it's not a supermarket. It means that it belongs to God. And it's God who decides the position he wants you to be. It's like, when I'm going to be a man, and I'll mafia as an employer. And then I met you, baby, I saw you. And I'm not going to be a man. You apply for the position, but still, I'm not going to be a man. It's already. Well, because the business is mine. So it's God who decides whether you should lead or you should follow. And to all of you sitting here, if you become faithful, you become brand pastors. That's what God wants you to be. Yeah. And our ministry is a commission. The reason I say it's a commission is because some sons and daughters will come, they will not be in this ministry. They will have their ministry, but they will submit to us. They will learn from us so that they can also do well. Amen. That is a commission. So if God called me not to have a ministry, he called me to manage his commission. That's why a bishop called me and said that the Lord said that you, he has not started with you yet. He said that he will need you. Bah! So, on the of no, when you're very careful. Let me tell you something. One time, God said to me, you are not opening you up. Any place where I will hide you, and I will make you see the heart of people. I will not open who you are to people. I will cover you so that people will never need the true you. So I feel like even some demons, when they come, they see a young guy, but they come, who is this guy? So if you try to figure out, if you try to force yourself to figure me, I will not appear, Jesus will appear and deal with you. Amen. That's how God has made me. That is the reason why I cannot turn back. The reason I cannot tell you. Yeah. Some people are, right now, some people are calling to join ICC, some people need affiliation. Yeah, the flyer that we did know, Charlie, some people are calling Bishop Chris. There are many things that I can conclude to be offended. But recently, the Lord spoke to me, so don't be offended. Never put anyone's misbehavior or attitude inside you. If you do that, it will stop you and the devil will accuse you because you are a king. Don't do that. Rather, lead them. Lead them. The word that people say karma, but in our kingdom is what you sow is what you reap. And if they don't lead themselves, just like the devil can plant a 25 strategic distraction bomb to a person, I will deal with the person. And then, it is better for God to punish you now than for God to wait for you to be made and punish you later. So you need to be very careful. Anything that you are doing here, Patrick, don't think you are doing it for you. Doing it for yourself. Because some of you never had that. You see, some of you, You thought you were working for God, but you were working for yourself. The reason I say you were working for yourself is because you wanted to discover something for yourself. You want your life to be well, so you are working for yourself. But as someone who is working for God, he doesn't determine his life, he determines God's life. You see, God doesn't need anything for us, but still, what you see, when you work for God, or when you determine the life of God, it bounces back to you. Amen.
Amen.
Because what you sow is what you have. So if you give God life, you will live life. So I'm encouraging you. I want you to understand that as you are doing evangelism, as you are doing self, you should understand that you are doing the self in the midst of people who love towards God has become cold. You are dealing with people who are in total darkness. So what do you have to do? You have to pray. Be prayerful. Be prayerful, read the word, and pray for the Holy Spirit to bring in angelic assistance. That is what you shouldn't be like, you won't away. You give up, I'm telling you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so for you, that's what you think. As you are going to evangelize, that's what you think. Some witches and they are happy. Because they know that it's only the church that is full of light. And they know that, you see, let me tell you something. Some of you don't know, the day you speak to someone, the spirit or whatever in their family, they can zoom and they come here and they realize that, hey, I feel that, then they start opposing the person. But it's only said that they already make one. So for no. Convenient them here, because what he said, they will allow the person to come here and they will still destroy the person. But when they can zoom and say, no, you see, the people that you brought to church and they don't come again, that's the meaning. So you have to pray. You pray that anyone, Holy Spirit, anyone, whoever I brought to church, anyone who have brought, oh Lord, wherever the person is, you pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Because we are called in the field of souls. So we have to do, if it's prophetic that we win souls, we have to do it. If it's, you see, so alongside everything that we are doing, that the end of the matter is what? Soul winning. So if we have to do crusade to win souls, we will do it. If we have to do this, we will use any area or any opportunity that will help us to win souls, we have to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So today is the last day for our series, The Hypocrite and the Lazy Workers. Eh? The hypocrites. One day I was watching some laughter clips of children in the classroom having glory. Keep quiet. In their classroom having mental test. And they started giving funny answers. So as the teacher was beating them, see, I was watching the funny clip. The teacher asked him, what is the English name for? He said, what is the plural word for water? And the guy said, water. then was it, so when I was watching it, was a funny clip. You see, let me tell you something. Anything that you are doing here, if you are a spiritual person, you get revelation. So I watched all these things. Someone would say, Apostle, they were saying funny answers. You know what the Holy Spirit said? This is what is happening in the church. My Paul, don't know anything. See, the teacher is beating me. So, when you ask them, they don't know anything, so they are empty. So, when I send people to chastise them, the way the teacher is beating them, they become angry. That's what the Holy Spirit do. Say, so, have you seen that the teacher is doing mentor? The same way we have spiritual mentor classroom. Because let me tell you something. If you're a Christian, you should make yourself, you should live your life like every day is a classroom. Spiritual classroom. Because what God will teach you today, you will deliver from what God will teach you tomorrow. Bible says they're mad. It's because is so because the blessings God will give you today should not be the same as the blessing God will give you tomorrow. I get it. Because if today God has given you a shirt, tomorrow God should give you a car. So if God is giving, then you need the capacity to control today's shirt and a different capacity to control the car. So because of the work you have to do, you have to be a student. You have to be a spiritual student. Someone who is always ready to learn. Someone who is always ready to learn. Someone ready to tolerate. Someone ready to forgive. Someone ready to love. Someone who is not ready to murmur. You see, murmuring is one of the things the devil is using to kill people, because that is what he used to kill the people of Israel 40 days in the wilderness. He killed all of them. Murmuring. Because if you walk in murmuring, the Holy Spirit cannot walk with you. One of the language that can preach the Holy Spirit apart from humility is love. If you are walking in lust, the Holy Spirit cannot come. He will not do anything with you. That's why I was telling you that the Holy Spirit can be with you. I will not say anything. So you see, the Holy Spirit used my two opportunities to advise me and even what is happening. You see the junction that you are in now. You are working in the pattern. This one has also come. They say, come to the office. The money is good. This is the junction you have entered. But I have to tell you so that you don't destroy yourself. And this is what is happening. Many people, because of their circumstance, they watch their circumstance and make wrong decisions. You don't think, you see, when you're making a decision in life, don't make the decision for now. Make the decision for tomorrow. So, Lord, he forgot that he need to make a decision for tomorrow. He made a decision for now. So he went to Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife, innocent wife, turned to salt. Now, to Ankara, can he never tell anyone that is salt? Then his children, they slept with their father, because obviously they only need descendants here. And they give birth to slaves, the Amorites and the Moabites. And they all became enemies of God. You see the problem that Lord created. So we need to be very careful. If Jesus has not come, whether you like it or not, your generation will come out. Me, there were certain things I was going through, sufferings I was going through. I saw that it is the mistakes of my father and mother. I don't blame them. I'm not ready to insult them. They make mistakes. So don't see your mother and father as angels. No one is angel. If you are someone where your mother or your father is making a mistake and you keep, it's not like I'm still going to correct them, but when you watch their mistake and you keep quiet, you fall into the same thing. Because when someone saw the mistakes of Eli, even though I was a man, you should have prayed for them. Pray for Eli and the Sawanye. When you need them, you need to turn them out. That's the reason why any opportunity that I get, near every spiritual father I submitted to, I pray for. So if you are here, you don't even pray for me. What shows that when you become a branch pastor, holding 200 members, you will pray for me. Because that time now you are in that branch, no one knows you, you know you. So they see you that I am the founder, you are the pastor, you are their pastor. So if you don't pray for me, how will you pray for me? So that's why I'm saying that any spiritual father that I've ever submitted to, I pray for. I pray for to the point that I even pray for the father of charismatics. Me, I pray for Duncan Williams and all. I pray for all of them, even though they have become successful. Because you see, when you have a good mindset or when you admire someone who is already successful, you'll be successful. And you'll be successful and people will admire you. But when you dislike someone who is always successful, even though you'll be successful, but no one will admire you. So that's how it is. What you sow. So life, everything you do is a seed. And you people, you don't know, you think about seed is all about giving money and buying. No, everything, every action, every thought is a seed. So that's why I pray for them. Pray for Abraham. I pray for Benjamin. I don't know you. I've never seen him before. I pray for him. From the day that I encounter his good morning of the Spirit, if I see you even talking against Benjamin, you are in trouble. You don't know me.
pray for them. Oh Lord, have mercy on any mistake that they have made.
Have mercy.
So that God will pity me of my mistake that I have also made. Amen.
So, please, I've told you that you need to be alert. Are you alert? Please, can you open John chapter 15, verse 1 to 2.
So that was what I learned.
That many people are in church. I'm more serious. I'm more serious. Serious than I'm more. Serious. Serious love. No more. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit immediately whispered unto my ears and said, we are still small boys. This is exactly what is happening in the Christian classroom of mental testing. Many Christians are novice, ignorant, and doesn't want to do any serious thing or know anything about God. Mark chapter 7, verse number, before this scripture, Mark chapter 7, verse number 5. The Bible says that, then the Pharisee and the scribe asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, where hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrite, as is written? These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You see, they saw that, you see, they saw that on their own, they have to eat with a washed hand. But Jesus has brought a new thing. You see, let me tell you, in this life, if you are not ready to learn anything new, nothing new will happen to you. Amen. So they have been washing their hands eating. Let me tell you something. I'm not saying, it's not like I'm encouraging not washing hands eating. Someone has washed his hands with a proper soap. The person eats and he dies. Someone has eaten what? Someone has been eating with this, like mad people. Have you seen a mad person washing their hands? You don't wash your hands, but they are alive. And someone who watches you, and you kill yourself, and you say, I'll be dealing with you.
Amen.
Hereby, in vain do they worship me, teaching of doctrines, the commandment of men.
Yeah, we have some people, even in the church, they are not preaching and teaching the commandments of God. They are teaching and preaching the commandments of men.
Verse 8. For laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the tradition of men as washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandments of God, and you keep your own tradition.
Keep your own things. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is how my, you see, when I'm talking to you, this is how my mother, this is how my family will live. I'm not talking to you. I've seen the youth, they are not going well. So when Reverend Newsom did that, he thought that he's going to do ministry. He forgot that we told him, once I want to go and mess up, we are going to suffer. He thought that we are going to be able to do that. I never do anything. It just even today, the Lord spoke to me what he did to me. I have sent a messenger of Satan to perfect him. Just as Paul said, because of higher revelations and everything, God sent who? A messenger of Satan. And Paul said that he prayed that it was not going. And God was saying that my grace is sufficient. And Paul said, why? He said, I want to humble you. I get it. So on the 26th, we will all sit here. You have to come and apologize to all the pastors. That's what the Lord told me. So you should come and apologize to all the pastors. And I should tell you, I'm giving you a second chance. This one will mess up. Bye-bye. You see, as I'm standing, the Lord has been speaking to me. He said, this is what I want you to do for me. So that if he messes up the second time and I'm punishing, I'll make it worse than before. So I want you to do something. The Lord said, as you see all the pastors, all the brethren ministers, you were blue. The Lord said, I should, from my own sweat, I should sew clothes for me to come and wear. And he may think that he's wearing just a clothes and he should wear this one again. That's what the Lord said. So that's why you see, we need to walk in a clean heart. In this life, we need to walk in. You see, have you forgotten that I told you that bless those who curse you? The reason why God is saying bless those who curse you is when they curse you, it will bounce back to them. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you may hear that some pastors are killing people. They are called into that field. Maybe God didn't call me into that field. God called me to give life. And let me tell you something. Someone who gives life is more dangerous than someone who just gives. Because Jesus said, I give life. So we should tell that Jesus is dangerous than the devil. So someone who God brings in the scene as a life giver. Yeah, I mean, I'm dealing right now, I'm dealing with him with ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord said, you want him to start when you go do, I should tell you, he's giving me the guidelines. When he becomes faithful, we take him to the next one. And he becomes faithful. When he even becomes faithful, you go to Accra and do crusade over there. I'm telling you, you go to Accra. Because by the grace of God, I have Apostle Joseph around. That Apostle Joseph, if you tell him to teach, he will struggle. He's there. He is an evangelist. He's an apostle, and his office is an evangelist. The reason why he's an apostle is because he's meant to help churches. And he's the officer, like an apostolic evangelist. Yeah. And ever since I you see, people don't understand. Have you seen the gas? Have you seen I changed the flyer? I pray over it. You see, I want you to understand that what I'm doing, I'm not doing it on my own. Everything, every decision that I take, I don't take of myself. It's God who tells me. Yeah. And I said, no, the gas, you see, I want you to change it. There's something I place in this guy, it's dying out, and I don't want to die. You see, when God gives you, that's why I told you to come and lead prayers. You think I just said come and lead prayers. There's a fire inside you, and if you don't do it, it will die. You think I just said come and do worship? That's why I tell you, don't come to church late. If you come to church, put your mind down, don't come. Don't use me as a yardstick. The situation will move. That come for my elites, I'm waiting for them to grow up. I'll forget all of them. I'll come and they will come on their own. Amen. So don't use me as a yardstick. Don't use me as a yardstick. Say, it's Bishop Gombal or Mantem to fool my God. It's up to you. You be like, sleep. Because if you become serious with what I'm saying, that is whereby when a time comes and you have children, you have a wife, you have a husband, you know how to do things faster and come to church. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord said, there is fire in you. And he's dying. So on Thursday, I want you to make him preach. And you do the altar call then on Friday, then on Saturday. Is it what? Saturday and Friday.
Yeah.
On Saturday, you preach and you do the altar call. So I've realized that from now, every crusade that I go, you'll be preaching. You'll be preaching. I'll give him one day to preach. Our next crusade will be at and it will be 3 days. It's 3 days power crusade. That one is power. And that one to the Lord has spoken to me. I want to, Aaron is also another kind of an evangelistic power. He carries power. But he is meant to work in miracles, like deliverance. So I'm also giving a plan. You see, what I'm doing here, I'm not doing things on my own because they are all men of God. And they are reluctant, they don't know what to do. You see, let me tell you something. That's why you understand why God has made me a leader. Because you can be a powerful man of God, but you don't know your left and right.
And then if someone can be like, he cannot even prophesy. But God has given him directions. So when it comes to the sin, the only thing is, go here, go here, go here, go here, go here. It works. Amen.
Yeah.
So one of the things that God, that's why I say, I'm a prophet of destiny. That's why I discuss a lot of destiny matters. I'm a prophet of destiny. So, God always tells me the next step of people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So, no matter who you are, when you come to the church, by the grace of God and to the glory of God, I'll tell you what you are supposed to do in the church. If it's not an apostle, if it's not a prophet, not a teacher, not a miracle worker, not a pastor, you'll get at least whether you get one of the positions. You'll be either in the midst of government or else. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Maybe Reverend Rick, apart from evangelism, one of the things that I know is about administration. There are things when you give it to people to spoil. And not the fault. John the Baptist said, unless it's given from what? So you need to check the person, what the person is good at. And you help the person to flow. Many Christians, okay, I've said it. Many profess to be close to me, but their heart is indeed far, drained, and darkened. So that's what Jesus said. Well, had Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it's written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Don't honor God with your lips. Honor God with your heart. Because when you honor God with your heart, you are honoring God with your spirit. Amen.
Yes.
And it speaks a lot of mercy into our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people have gotten my privileges and opportunities to be lawyers, professors, doctors, and people of high positions. But they have not. These are the words of the Holy Spirit. But they have nothing to do with God. But these same people want to be with me in heaven. God doesn't have any option but to use poor, mean, hard, blind, at least to do something because of the fainting flocks. But I would say when Jesus said so that they are fainted, the flocks. You see, what? The sheep, they scatter because there is no one shepherd and they are fainted. So that's the reason why God will call someone. And you see, it will be sweet how you are from a rich family and you are doing the work of God. So now you can push the gospel. So because the rich people and all this, they have put their trust in their money. Because of that, God is using here, no lie, no lie. And God will use we that we are no lie. To conform. Have you forgotten the scripture? He said, I will use the foolish things in this world to conform the wise, and I will use the good things in this world to conform the what? The strong. Yeah. So me, I know that I'm from a family that is full of wickedness. I'm from a low down family. That's why I appreciate God. I appreciate God he has given me this opportunity. Now, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to be faithful to Jesus. Help me to be among. It's not like the Holy Spirit. Help me to be among those that Jesus will see. I want to be part of them. I want to be part of Holy Spirit. That is my prayer. When I'm praying for something, like something, I want to say, Holy Spirit, please send in financial helpers to the church. Because Jesus has said, you see, I thank Jesus by his word. The Bible says that if God did not spare his son, how will he also not with him freely give us all things? Jesus said, can you count your hair? Even the animals, they fly. Are they better than you? Your father even knows what you want. So some of us, we are not seeking well. Seeking first. And you see, your time. That's why I said that
It will depend on what God wants you to do in this life. Look at Noah. God wants you to establish divine government that will speak of Jesus as the governor. So, because of that, you have to wait for 120 years. You think it's easy? You think it's easy, Bible? If you like this, you change the university to 10 years. Because you have the university, people want things quick loan. So that's why the devil is also killing them. You want things quick, okay, come for loan. Everything that the devil gives you is a loan, quick loan. Amen. And he will kill you. He will destroy you. And the sad thing is that not only you, your descendants. So let's be careful. There are few laborers ready to work too. And at least slow motion. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Say, at least slow motion is getting better than no motion. Though that is not the best God requires on the grounds of harvest. See, slow motion is better than my son. The slow motion is even better than the no motion. That's why I tell my wife that we should, whether you like it or not, every second Sunday in the church, you have to do something. You have to do something in the church. If you didn't come here and they say, so man, so intelligent, so man, by the way. You are my wife, I married you, we will come to church. If you are a soft man, you should materialize as a man. It's not a title, it's a work. And I'm happy that he got the understanding. And the last second, he preached. And that is what he'll be doing. Because if you cannot preach at this stage, it's a sign that when you get a mega distance and we say talk to the woman, you cannot. Amen. Because me, I know that a time is coming, my wife's ministry will be, if it is, you should study someone like Aunt Mary, Bishop Dad's wife. He, now what he does is that he gathers women and talks to women. That is how my that's the ministry of my wife. That is the reason why sometimes is when you tell him to come and prophesy, the way you prophesy, you don't understand because you really want to say one jazzy, that's what message of one of us. But he is my personal prophet. Sometimes he gives me revelation, this is what he's doing. I'm telling you, strange ones. And I even ask God, why is that you are doing this with my church? To humble you. To humble you, you think everything I'm showing you. I will show you. So there was another time I prayed a certain prayer. He was the answer. He brought the answer to me. And he never knew that what he was telling me was an answer of a prayer that I was praying. Even for the, you see, the church, this thing that you saw as Ananias, it was a prayer. I was like, oh God, let your will be done. You are suffering too much. And what you do, you see, God sent the answer to you. So I don't know how can I use the Lord. This is one of the answers. This is always a So that's why you need to be, if you're a man of God, you should be sensitive to the Spirit, at least. Yeah. Because if you see, the Bible says that he that hath, more shall what? Give him. So if my wife don't preach, it's a sign that a time it come, maybe because of me, they will say that, oh, Bishop William's wife, we are having a program at maybe CCC. Women's will come and preach. What are you going to say? Tell me, as you enter, you will go and preach. So anything that we tell you to do, you hear what the prophet Andrew said to you. You hear what he said to you. Sometimes when he tells you to do something, you may think you are joking. You may think we are joking. So don't murmur. No matter what is happening, don't murmur. Please don't give up. This morning, the Holy Spirit sent me to encourage you. That don't murmur. Don't give up. Don't look at the circumstance. Because anything that is growing, you have to go through fire. Anything great has to go through fire. Some of you here, like Lady Reverend, I understood that throughout his life, he never went to fire.
And now that is, now what you are going through is the fire. And until you go through, you see, that's why, you see, that's why Bishop will tell you, you cannot, there's no shortcut. There's nothing like fire the process. You go through fire. You go through water. You go every, each and every one will go. You go in the free but man free. And until you go, you see, you don't just pick stones and say that this is gold. What did they do? They break gold. No mind it. Oman na me. No be afraid. The jeep. Omo yob da come machine. No create the bars. No match the gold bar. Omo anu niyaji. Do you know what the gold went through? Do you know what it went through to come out as a gold for you to be happy? Abi eba ko kama wose omo jasi. Who be di kwe biya? So if you want to be a gold, may God, let me tell you something. When Apostle Peter was here, have you seen when he came here the time now before your mama, he saw that he said something. He said that I see an eagle, a golden eagle, an eagle with gold. Me, I'm a vessel of gold. I'm not a vessel of silver. I'm not a vessel of wood. And I'm not a vessel of earth. I'm gold. And because of me, many people prosper. I am meant, you know, you see, my life is not just to prosper, that my presence will make people prosper. Because I'm good. And some of you, you are silver. Some of you, you are the earth. Some of you, you are, God never made a mistake. Some of you are wood. That is the capability. Just like the five talents, yeah. So you need to connect to a gold because we are the tier. As a unya gold, connect to a gold to be loved. You are silver. When you add, obviously the silver nowadays they may be add gold now fair. Amen.
Amen.
And some of you are wood. Obviously when we design a wood chair and you add gold. It is pleasant. So if you are a gold in the Lord's house, as I'm saying, in a great house, there are many vessels. If you are a gold in the Lord's house, you will suffer as well. So that's what I'm going through, what I'm going through. And I always pray that the Holy Spirit to strengthen me, not to heal. I need help. I need him more than ever. I need him more than anyone. I need him more than even my wife. I need the Holy Spirit more than my wife. Because my wife is the first person in my life, but my life is God. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are here, that should be your mind. When you marry, as a man, if you make God your life, and the first person should be in your life is your wife. Amen.
Amen.
It will help you. But don't make your wife your life. It will destroy you. Don't make anyone control you. Let only Holy Spirit control you to save you. My wife, you can't control me. It will work. It is not part of the decision. Neither will it be. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm not ready to bully my wife. I'm always ready to correct. To correct her. So that it can function in whatever his destiny is. Amen.
Amen.
And at the end of the day, you will be happy. And we will all give the glory to God. Real preachers are looking for support of people to build churches and things that pertain to true worship in God, but cannot find because many are saying the preachers are thieves and are chopping money, making business. People are very serious investing in building of personal assets, businesses, marriages, which are great ambitions. But the question is, can any of this speak for the people when they stand before God? And he asked them, their investment towards his earthly buyer when they were on earth. What is your investment towards the things of God? What are you investing in God? What are you investing in? Amen.
Amen.
In heaven, we shall be as angels and just worship God in his mighty glory. Matthew chapter 22, verse 30. 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 For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. So ask yourself, what do angels do? What do they do? They sing praises, they worship, they follow instructions. So that is the reason why if you allow your wife to control you, you will be like Adam. You fall into the mistakes of Adam. Amen.
Amen.
So if you marry, the greatest asset to give to your wife or your husband is to make sure that your wife or husband go to heaven, to be among the angels. The greatest asset I can give to my wife is to be an angel. That's why I don't joke with salvation. One of the areas I can face my wife squarely when it comes to heaven matters. But if I don't see it now, go to ask me. When you become a pastor, you are pampering your wife. You will never forget your wife. Now look at where your wife is. So I'm saying it so that if she doesn't do it, God will ask her. God will ask her, you, your husband was telling you to do this, you are not mine. It's only when the blood of Jesus cleanses it away, that one God doesn't remember. But if you die in what you are doing now, God loves you. So you need to be very careful. You need to be very careful in this life. Because in this life, there's nothing good on this earth. I'm telling you, anything that we are having in this is just to help us to fulfill whatever God wants you. Because when say Isaac, who will be my own? Nani Pano, environment, Mwana, can a person work well? So that's why God blesses us. He blesses you with a wife, he blesses you with a husband, he blesses you with the children, he blesses you with a car, a house, so that the environment will favor you to work for him well. So the blessing is not to puff up or to show up or to act. No, that's not the purpose of the blessings of God. So until you come to an understanding that the blessing God has given you is to help your environment to glorify him, he will never bless you. So that is the reason why I take hard decisions. And I'll keep on taking hard decisions. If you are my mother, you don't understand, may the Lord be with you. If you're my father, you don't understand, may the Lord be with you. If you are even my wife, you don't understand, may the Lord be with you. I'm telling you. Because I'm thinking of what I will say to Jesus. It's not like I'm trying to save my life. Jesus will ask me, so I better prepare. Amen.
Amen.
You ask me. The Lord will ask you, so I have to prepare. I have to prepare myself. I have to prepare myself. I have to prepare. Are you preparing? Are you preparing? When Jesus asks you in the area of souls, are you preparing? When Jesus asks you in the area where you don't marry, are you preparing? Are you preparing? What will you say? What will you say? What will you say about it? So don't be too conscious about what you want to know. I get it. It's good to learn, and it's good to also learn anything about the scriptures. But Jesus is not interested about doing it. He's interested about doing the actual. There are some people here. They learn, but they are much focused on what Jesus wants. So Jesus has made them big. He's one of the people that I am beginning to love in this end time is Pastor Elvis.
The man, no, by teaching, he doesn't have anything, but he's very consistent on the mandate. You see, God gave him a mandate in Grace Family. And God gave him you see, the half hour is not a mandate, it's not a ministry, it's a commission. So, if you see him, he is prophetically, the man has a ministry called Grace Mountain. Then he has a commission called Alpha Hour. Because God, you see, let me tell you something. What he's doing here is not for him. It's for someone. Someone's disobedience, what he did, because he's an obedient man. I'm telling you. He's one of the obedient people that I've seen in this life. And I begin to, I want to even learn from him. And he is the next that can wear us down, whether you like it or not. He's the next that can wear us down. In the area of prayer. Hallelujah. So, whatever you see your father doing, is he, whether you like it or not, I'll train more pastors. Because my father, the one I'm connected to, he trained pastors. He has trained over 4,000 pastors. So you have not seen anything yet. We are called into the realm of fathers. My father is a father. Is he Archbishop? Archbishop Imanukom. He's not a father because of ICC. Spiritually, he's you see, we have two types of elders. We have elders that is in the group of sons. That elder should be Joshua, when Elijah, sons. And we have another group of elders, his fathers. If you are a son, you can't go there. And there are some decisions Jesus takes with the fathers. And there are some decisions Jesus takes with the son. That is the reason on the Mount of Transfiguration. It's not Elijah and Joshua who came. Those who were innocent, they didn't come because Joshua was able to bring the people to the promised land. Elijah didn't die the way Elijah died, but on the Mount of Transfiguration, who came? Because that particular instance, what Jesus needed were the elders of fathers. And among the elders of fathers, these people, they carry the mandate and certain things that will help Jesus to do things well on earth. So among the eldership, elders now, I can't elders, 24, what about elders? So people say they are still 24, it's a lie, they are more than 24. And if you die in a total obedience of God, God doesn't care. He puts you in the area of fathers. Or puts you in the area. So it's not like people say, oh, father, father, father in church. That makes you a father. There are some people spiritually, there are some great men. In the realm of the spirit, they are sons. You see, there are some people with big church, they have to come and submit to me. There are some people with 200 branches. They have to come and submit to me. When they come to the church, that's why Dr. Williams will tell you that the day that he went to a 3,000 church. He said, wow, what a church! Oh, I go check, and the Holy Spirit, don't deceive, it's a scale. I'm not there. So, as I'm here, as I'm here, some people will do that, they have to come and submit to me. But the ability to obey God, because that's why I'm telling you that I'm not a bishop physically, I'm a bishop spiritually. I'm a spiritual bishop. There are some people, they carry the title bishops, but in the realm of the spirit, they are apostles, they are prophets, they are evangelists. But me, God told me that the bishop that we gave you is not physical. Spiritually, you are meant to control apostles in the realm of the spirit. You are meant to control prophets in the realm of the spirit. That's it. So I realized that is the reason why anyone who sees me say that, and I saw you, and I saw a mantle. And I understood why you are a bishop. Probably so many at an early shame as a bishop. And then spiritually, and I'm a shame. The Lord said that you thought that mantle on you is a prophetic mantle. No, it's a bishop. And you are an apostolic prophet. So in the realm of the spirit, they know me as a bishop. They don't know, they know me as an apostolic, but they know that this man in the area of apostle you succeed. In the area of the prophetic you succeed. So the soul winning that we are doing, we are not doing evangelistic work, we are doing apostolic work. What I'm doing is an apostolic work. Because the only place where we will start a cell, that's an apostolic work. Huh? So when you come to genius, we start a cell. When you come, cell. Any place where we start a cell, that's an apostolic work. So I'm not an evangelist like we are monkey, bishop, that. No, mama is not that. Mama is not that. So we will mount up big, we say, don't see me as an evangelist, see me as an apostle. But that was the work of Paul. Apostle, you see, to be an apostle, a full apostle, you have to do the work of a prophet. You have to do the work of an evangelist. You have to do the work of a pastor. You have to do the work of a teacher. And books, I'm an apostle of books. I write books. Just yesterday, I sat down after this book, and I said, books burner, my title. I'm sharing another 5 books. So I'm going to work. God said, I want you to work everything down. So that when it's time, you polish. When it's time, you polish. Don't wait. So I'm going to design all of them. Then we start bringing them to impact life, to change lives. And that will be our manual for this commission. If you are in this commission, you can't preach what you want. You read the book, you add Bible. The day that you are reading the book, add Bible, add book, pen. You learn. Then come and preach. Amen. Yeah. If you don't believe it, go and start your church. So that's what God said to you. Amen. Just be part of a good vision. And some of the books, some of you here, I dedicate this book to you. Some of you. The day we write it, you see. See, as a book, I dedicate it to this one, someone did to Reverend. I educate, because this is an evangelistic book, I educate to the Reverend. If she doesn't know, the original assignment. Amen.
Amen.
It's an evangelistic book. Fulfilling the original assignment or the Great Commission, two miracles working up. You see, you know how to say, hey, sir, it's part of it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. If you are here, you want to believe a tithe. Please come forward and ask me. You want to pay your tithe, come forward. You want to pay. Charlie, you say your pledge is here. I'll call you there. Senior, we are waiting for you. you should bring it on Sunday, right? That would be the best. Because you have to come and let's pray for you. Don't just bring the money for start. We are not interested about money, we are interested about life. Amen. You are here, you are paying your tithe. Please come forward. Come forward and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your daughter. I pray, Holy Spirit, as he has been faithful, Father, open the heavens. Father, open the heavens for him. For her. Father, I pray, have mercy on her. Father, 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 anything that's supposed to bring laughter, that's supposed to bring tears of joy, Father, let it materialize.
Amen.
Let it materialize.
Amen.
Let it materialize.
Amen.
Let it materialize.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, if you brought your first food, come and let me do this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your son. He is fulfilling the totality of his first fruit for the year. I pray that let money not be a problem. I pray in the name of Jesus, let the angels of finances, angels of wealth, sent from heaven, be with her from today, be with him from today in the name of Jesus. Pray against every voices, every influence of darkness that the enemy will try to fight in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your mighty hand, your grace, your peace that surpasses our understanding to be with you. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed. You can put it for us. Please stay. I want to take your second offering as you are closing. Thank you.